We are on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, the fifth line from the top, Toshma. We're in the middle of a sugya that the Gemara is clearing a shaila. In Kinyan Agav, is it necessary for the Metaltalim and Niknim Agav Akarke to be Tziburim on the Karke, or they can be in another place also? Toshma, so the Gemara wants to be Poshet the Shaila. The Omar Rove Bar Yitzchok Omar Rav, Shnei Shtoreisim. There are two different types of Shtores, two different Halachas by Shtores, by Shitre Mecha. Case number one, if a person went over to two Eidim, and he told them, Zechu basode zu leplaini. Make a chazake and be kind of this field for plaini. That was one minui, ashliches. And then another minui, he told them, Vekisvu loyes ashtar, and write ashtar raya on this mekach. So you should be zeichet for him, with chazake, and you should write a shtar raya. So the halacha is, and they were zeiche from the made a chazake. And now they want to write the shtar raya, and the previous bala kalke comes over to them and says, I changed my mind. I don't want you to write a shtar mekach. So the halacha is chayza b'shtar. It could be chayza. The shtar as yet was not written and given over. They're writing the shtar b'shlichusoy, so if he doesn't want them to write the shtar, so they won't write the shtar. Ve'einoy chayza b'sode, but he can't have charot anymore for the schiyas hasode, because they made a chazok in the karke for the lekeach, so he was kind of the sode. But al koponim, it is still biyad ha-bailim to be mevatel the shliches al ksivis hashtar. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, shnei shtoris hain, shnei dinim chalukim b'shtar. There are two different dinim chalukim b'shtar. If he said, zchu b'sode zu, herziku boi letzolchoi, make a chazoke for the lekeach. V'kisvu lo yas ashtar l'raye balma. He's kind of with chazoke, but right ashtar raye. Chayzer b'shtar im oima, if he'll say, ein ritzoini shetehei lo raye b'yodoi. I don't want him to have ashtar raye. Let us see the bottom toisvis. What pshat is, why doesn't he want him to have ashtar raye? So Taisva says as follows, Chayza b'shtar, ba'inei chayza b'sode, v'im taima umma yaviach b'zeh im yachzer b'shtar, kibin shalo yachzer b'sode, otu b'rishi yaskinu, we're talking about a person who since the lekech will not have a shtar raya, he'll be makrish the mekach. We're not speaking about such people. So what is he gaining from this by not writing a shtar raya? He does not want a star to be floating around a star mekach. The ike kolo b'shtar tfei mibeidim. There's a greater koil from a star than from Edim. That means he spoke to two Edim, schu b'sode zulepleini. So the schiyas hakarka was also a veshnayim. Afal Pikein, a star that is written, becomes more nisparsim than a kinyan that was done bifnei Edim. And so what's wrong that everyone will know he wrote a shtar mecher? V'yoymru shu oni shemoicher hakel b'loy imot se milve. So when he needs a halvo, his credit rate will not be too high because people see that he's selling his kakois, which is not a normal procedure for someone whose economical status is in good standing. So al kocho, he's nochuk. So that is why he's chayza bishtar. Case number two. What when he said, Zechu besode zu leploini, and he said, Al menashe tichtavu lo yeseshtar. So he was toilet that the kinyan should be if you'll give him a shtar. That means if it will be a kinyan with an asinus ashtar, then the kinyan should be chal. But if there won't be an asinus ashtar, or in other words, let's say I'll prevent you from writing a shtar, so then there won't be a kinyan either. That is how I'm making this kinyan, with a tonight that either it's going to be a kinyan with a shtar or nothing. Is chayzer bein b'shtar bein b'sada. So now if he's chayzer in the shtar, if it was not yet written and given over, so automatically this is a chazore in the sada. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi. Al menas chayzer af b'sada. Sherei loy oson shluchin liskoiz ela im ashtar. Verei chayzer loy b'shtar. These are shnei shtoris. V'rav chiyah bar ovin omar ravune shloisha shtoris hain. There are three shtoris. Another halacha of shtoris. Terei o da amoron idoch im kodam moichel v'kosav loy es ashtar. If the moichel was magdim himself in wrote the shtar before the kinyan, and there's no problem in doing this, ka'is sheshaninu, ka'is vin shtar lemoicha, afal pi she'ein lo'ikeyach imoi. This is permissible to do. Kivin she'hechzik imoi bekarke, nikne shtar bechol mokim shehu. So now, the shtar was written she'loi bifnei ha'lo'ikeyach. Lo'ikeyach finds himself in another place. The kark is in another place. So it says that if he was marzik, he made a kinya chazok, lokeich made a kinya chazok in the kark, is nitni shtar b'chol mokim shehu. So the shtar raya on this kark automatically belongs to the lekeach, and the moicher has to give him the shtar. This is his shtar. Now, how does this work? He made a chazok in the karke, and he's kind of the shtar, which is someplace else. B'chol mokim shehu, it says wherever the shtar is, he's kind of the shtar, ayidei the chazoka that he made in the karke hanikne. Hishma mino loy binon tziburim bo. So we see klar over here, the Gemara understood the only way we could understand this is with kinyan agav. So we see that agav does not need siburim. So the Gemara says, no, this doesn't work out agav. Shani shtar da afsire da arahu. Shtar is like the halter, the reins of a karka. So that means this is the, it's like an intricate chelik of the bailus of the karka. The shtar shows his bailus. So this has nothing to do with kinyan agav. This is, since this is an intricate chelik of the bailus of the karka, because this is proof of his bailus, so it's just like the karka. So therefore, with making a chazok on the karka, you're kind of the afsirid da'are together with it, but it has nothing to do with kinyan agav. Kinyan agav could be yinid siburim. But this, yukayne the shtar, al tafsirid da'are. So the Gemara asks, vohalok toni, but on this beraise, we learned a hisofe. It says, זוי ששנינו נחוסם שאין לה מחייס, ניקטים עם נחוסם שיש לה מחייס בכסף בשטר בחזוקה, שמה מינו לא הבינן ציבורים בו שמן מינו. So the Gemara says, but the Baraisa learns Pshat in this halacha al Saga. So you see, Klo, not al Tzio Lomdis, because you, it's Afsira Da'are, nor it works al Agav, and we see Agav does not need Tzibu. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi in Koda. Here it says, if the Moicha wrote the Shtar, Kaidim, what's that Kodam? Kaidim Nesines HaKesef, before the money was given, was Niknam B'Kesef, Ay Kaidim Sheherzik. It was written before, and we learned this is permissible, Kaisvin Shtar LeMoicha, Sodai Mechura LePlaini. So this Shtar could be written על ידי המויכה, אף על פי שאין לקי הכי מוי. So the shtar was written before. So now, Rashi has a pertinent question. לא ימרינן, shtar מוקדם הוא. Now, Rashi has a question as follows. Let's elaborate. Rashi is asking, a moicha writes a shtar to Edim Chasmanet, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, that he is selling this karka, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, to this and this person. Fine. Nothing wrong with it. He's the moicha, he's writing the shtar. The Baal, he wasn't kainet yet, but the Baal, the shtar was written. He was, the lekeach was kind of the kaka resh chaydesh iya. Right? Kind of the kaka resh chaydesh iya. So it says over here in the Baraise, but the shtar, when he's kind of the kaka resh chaydesh iya, the shtar belongs to him then. It's kinyin agav, lefi emes, that's the maskonos. Fine. But Rashi says, do you realize what we did over here? We made a shrekleche kilkul. That means, the shtar it says, the mecha was Resh Chodesh Nissen. In reality, the mecha was Resh Chodesh Iya. Now, this is a terrible kilkul. Let's imagine what could happen. For example, this person went and he borrowed money, Dalet Nissen, from a malva. All his kakois became a shubit. Now, the malva comes, Resh Chodesh Iya to the Lekuches, and, so Lekuches shows them the shtar, well, I'm sorry, this kaka was already purchased Resh Chodesh Nissen, you know, this was before he ever made the alva. Look at the shtar, the alva was Dalet Nissen. This is Resh Chodesh Nissen. This is a shrek lechazach. We're leaving such a shtar in the hands of the Moicher, and Edim Achasmaning on it, we're giving him a very dangerous document. Now he can, the Moicher could go and sell this kark also to someone else, Dalet Nissen, and then later he'll be Mabatel the Mekach. He said, well, you see, he purchased, I sold you someone else's kark, it's not your kark. I have a status, I sold already Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So this is a dangerous thing. Now, a good teretz would be, which Rashi does not say, another Rishayim bring down, if Edim will write a shtar for a moicha Resh Chodesh Nissen, so after the shtar is written, the Edim respectfully tell the moicha, you give us over the shtar. If the kinyan will be today, we'll give it to the lekeach. If the kinyan will not be today, we won't give it back to you. And Shuldik, we will not leave such a document in your possession. The Gemara says this. That's one of the ways this can be done without fearing any kilkul might come about. Now, this was Rashi's kasha. How can we permit to write a shtar? How can we permit to write a shtar and leave it in the possession of the moicha? And Rashi somehow held that the Gemara speaking about that it was left in the possession of the Moicha. So how can we do such a thing? It's a potential shtar mugdim. So Rashi says two terutzim, which Be'emison, the Gemara of Metziah, mentions these two terutzim, but the Gemara of Metziah is speaking about another case of Kaisim Shtal, Loi Bachel Pishem Alvimoy. But Rashi says two cases. Now let's see both cases of Rashi. Case number one, Rashi says, Kiven the Konami name Ahashte. It's speaking about Ashtar Akniyosa. Now, there's two types of shtaris. There's one shtar that in the shtar is not mentioned at all that the Eidim made a Maise Kinyan with the Moicha. There's another shtar that's called Ashtar Akniyosa, and it's recorded in this shtar, Vikonino Mine. And this is the Nusach we're acquainted with, that it says by Tnoim and by Eksube, the Konina Mine, that the Edom are saying that we were Koine from the Chosn, from the Balei Dvorim, the Hischaivis that they made. So Rashi says, it's speaking about in this Shtar, it's speaking about that it says in the Shtar, the Konina Mine. So the Edom were Koine from the Moicha, Rish Chodesh Nissen. So Mamel were Koine Rish Chodesh Nissen with Kinyan Suda. So there's no problem. It's Taka sold from Nissen. It's Teiche Kebare. Whatever it says in the Shtar is Taka Oiskehalten. We'll come back to this in a minute. That's Teretz number one. Inami Kebaye the Omar Eidov Bachsumov Zochinloi. Orashi says the second Teretz. The Psabaye says Amoyre de Kechidish, which we will not go in now to explain the mechanics of this Kiddish. But Abaye says, there's another Eitzah how we can rectify this problem without Kanina Mine. And Abaye says, if you write a Shtar Mecha, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the karka wasn't sold. Whenever, if the Shtar will be given over to the Lekeya, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Tamas, it doesn't matter when he receives the Shtar, the Edom automatically, retroactively, this karka belongs to him from Nissen al yedei chsimas Edom. Edom bachsumov, through their chsima, if it was given over later to the lekeach, zochin lei mishas chsimoson, which is from Rish Chodesh Nissen. So memele, it's no problem. See, these are the two terutzim to take away the shash of mugdim. Either we're speaking about the konamine, or we're speaking about eidim of sumam zoch. Loi memsim, the Gemara in Bav Metziah mentions these two mahalchim, which are also mutter without giving over the shtar to the eidim. If you give over the shtar to the eidim and they're watching it, there's no problem whatsoever. But on our Rashi, the Rishonim, Bambad Rashi, the Rambam, the Rashbe, the Ritve, Rashi is a Pachad Neure. If we are speaking about that the Edom were Koine for the Lekeach, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the Karke, so let us see again what it says in the Bereise. It says, Kivin she'irsik imoy bekarke, niknishtar b'chol mokim shu. Number one, it says that the lekech has to make a chazoke. Why does the lekech have to make a chazoke? It's his already. It was kainu with suda. You can't make a chazoke on your field. If it's yours, I'm making a chazoke. Number one. And number two, so you don't need Kivin Shirzik. He was Eichen the Karka right away. Number two, the Gemara says this works with Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav only works if Bishas Hakno, Imaknehem Karka, Imaknehem Metaltalem. So we say Agav, he's kind of the Karka now, he's kind of the Metaltal. So, this is very good if he's kaino with the chazoke. So he's kaino with the chazoke together with the kak, he's kaino the metal. But if it was his already through the kinyan ha'edim, so there's no agav over here. is the Shrekleche Kasha. And there's other Ikimtis, but the easiest teretz would be to say that the Shtar was given over to the Edom to watch. That's, that would be the easiest teretz. Kivin Sheherzik, Abchi Baroven Amalo, Veinim in HaMishnah. Nikna Shtar, Kegoyin Shomalo Yze, Kni Karke Bechazoke, Vashtar Imo, Afsar Kabishta, that's a halter, Kloima, Beis Achizoso, Kegoyin Karke Domis, since this is the way you hold onto the Karke, this is your proof of Bailes, so it's like the karka, it's like an intricate chelik of the karka. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, it doesn't work out afsira da'are, it works out saga, b'zuisha sheninu, alma shan lechosim kishta. Iboyelu. Anu shayla. Mi be'inon agav eloi. Do you have to say the word agav? I'll say, Knu karkazu, im betalton elu. But I didn't say agav. I should have said, Knu karkazu, va agav karkazu, kni metalton. I didn't say va agav. Now, what's this maila of the zogachs of saying agav? So there's a murdike maila. Because if I say, Kni karkezu umetaltelem elu, and he makes a chazoke in the karke, so I could, let's say he gives kesef for the karke. So this is a very misleading lotion. So with this kesef, you're kind of the metaltelem also. He has no intentions of making kinyan agav. Make this kinyan and you should be kind, and this kesef will work on everything. There's a special din of Kinyan Agav, but you have to specify that, I want that the Kinyan HaMetalton should be Agav HaKarke. However, the lumdus of Kinyan Agav works. That's not Negeya, but Al Kaponim, you have to specify when you're Maknit that the Kinyan HaMetalton should be Beteiras Agav. Or maybe it's not necessary. By saying kni karkezu metaltlem zun, you're not doing a maise kinyan the metaltlem, so the maise is mechiyach. So how is the kind? The stammer through agav. He boilo me bein an agav. I like toshma diktoni kolhani. We learned a whole bunch of cases that he was kinda karken, with that he was kinda the metaltlem, and there doesn't say the word agav. Like toni agav. Kni miktoni. In all those cases, does it say that he said kni? So you have to say el adom aklizichet. It means he had to say kni. The Braise isn't telling us his exact lotion. Ochinami, some amelud is not right from the steamest lotion of Braise. Adom aragab. Behilchese, tziburim loy boinon. Agav ukni boinon. So the Gemara is pushing the second shaila. In order for it to help, you have to say, agav ukni. Zot Rashi. Agav sheyoyim aloi, kni karke ukni metaltelen agabo. Kolhani v'imoy meyotzoin, lektoni agabon kuftzoin. Adom akni, utzach loyma la'acher schei betefach al tefach leplaini, ואימוי מי יצוין שביודי, שליוך הלך זה בוי. זאת תגמר הביתה. איבוי אלוהו, סודה במחר ומטלטלם במתונה. מהו? There's a different transaction on the metaltlem than on the karke. From others, it's mashme, that dafke, not because it's different. No, because the ike kinyan is on the karke. and the metaltlan become nitpal to the karka with kinyan agav. So it's not mistava that the metaltalim should be better than the karka. That means for the karka you have to pay for. In fact, you're purchasing the karka. And the metaltalim will belong to you without paying for it. So therefore the Gemara chapter on such a tzir, karka b'mecha, soda b'mecha, metaltalim b'matona. Do I say that the nitpal mitzadechot could be better than the ikka? The ikka you have to pay for, and the nitpal you get for free. Toshma. So the Gemara says, we learned a maisa. And the Rabbi Gamliel was in the ship, so he was makne the maisa with agav. Isu shani osid lomit, nosein li Yeshua, umekaimai muskaloi. Now, so the Maisel was given. That was a matone. The metal was a matone. The karke was rented. So you see klar that it's good. Shema mina. It's good. Ibai lohu. Sode le'echot u'metaltalim la'achel mahu. Now the Gemara klar a shayla, a very interesting shayla. That I want to make a kinyan agav, but the hakno mitzad the bailim is to two different people. The karke is to the one who's making the maise kinyan in the karke, and the metaltalim are going to someone else. There's a merdikachem de shleime. We have to understand how this works. Now, Selechem de Shleime says, we see a miradikazach from this, that the hakno of agav is mitzad de das makne, because really there's no maise kinyan and the metaltalim. And here there's even no maise kinyan and the metaltalim, because someone else is kind of the karka for myself. So for someone else there's even no maise kinyan and the metaltalim. But it seems that this akno, the makne, you're taking out, I'm giving out for my rishus. So without a maise kinyan it doesn't work, there's no gemiras das. But with agav, I can give it ready to two people, to you the karka and to the other person the metaltal. Kertachem the shleim is meira. Where's the das koine? I mean, the koine is did not make a maise kinyan at all. Where's the das koine? So it seems the das makne is sufficient to make it belong to the koine. Fellow without das koine. But the more clause, does it help or doesn't it help? So the Gemara says, Toshma iso shani osid lomoid. We had heard Rabbi Gamliel was in the ship, and he wanted to give away maiserani, and he said, iso shani osid lomoid, nosum lakiva ben Yosef, kadei sheyiska boi laniim, umekoi moi muska loi. So, what happened over there? He was makne the Meiser oni to the aniyim. The karke, he was makne, maskir to Rabbi Kiva. So we see klar that karke le'echod, metaltum la'ache helps. So the Gemara has two malachim. One malach, the Gemara says, my muska le'maisa. Not that when Rabbi Kiva gave the money, Rabbi Kiva did not give the money that it should be rented to him. Rabbi Kiva gave the money it should be rented for the aniyim. So the haskore was for the aniyim, and the haknos ha-mais was also for the aniyim. So you have no raya from this maise. So memele, it's karke le'echo, the metaltalum le'echo. No raya. The boy is saying, Shani Rabbi Kiva, the Yad Aniyim have it. It's not your shaila. Your shaila was kal kalech and metalton la'acher. They're two different people, so it could be there. It doesn't work. There it doesn't work. The akno is to be to the one who makes the ma'isekinyan the kalke. But Rabbi Kiva was yad aniyim. He was the gavei of the aniyim. So he and the aniyim are like one big reshus. So memele akno to him and to the aniyim is better than the kalke le'echo the metalton lach. Let us see Rashi. Muskar heine mecha, wa meisa ye maton, shmam na nit no metalton de maton, agav kalke shel mecha. Sode le'echo de metalton lache, wa oma le'bala sode. Kniya sode la'atzmecho, wa agabo, yit no metaltelem le'plein. So the Gemara says in the second Teretz, the Rabbi Kiva was yad aniyemu, hoil v'gabe shal aniyemoye. Erei hu ki yodoi, she's like the yad of the aniyem. Mashen kein ba'acha. Like to mention, there's a very interesting machlekes harishayim that the Ran brings down. Lachsam edeshita sarajbe is, what'll be if you'll have an apetropes on yisayim? He takes care, he's the one that takes care of the nichsei yisayim. And someone wants to be makne, a karke to the apetropes, a personal akno, and the metalton to these yisayim. So the Rashba brings a raya from Agamore. It will help. That's Agamore. Shani Rabbi Kiva, the yad aniyim, he was the gabay for the aniyim. It's the same thing. Another Rishayim say a very interesting chilek, that a gabay aniyim is much different than an apotropos on yisayim. And they say as follows, a gabay aniyim is not pshat that agabe yaniyah means I put up a sign, all donations can be given to me. What if no one wants to give donations? So I have a day off. No, that's not agabe yaniyah. Agabe yaniyah, his responsibility is to make sure that the aniyim are going to get what they need. I mean, that's his responsibility. He has to take care of the aniyim. Now, if they won't get this maisa oni, so, you know what he has to do? He has to roll up his sleeve, shut the gemara, and start going in from house to house and knocking on doors. That's his responsibility. So that they receive the maiser oni, he got from it. It's not pshat. It's I'm getting the karke and they're getting the maiser oni. Through that they're getting the maiser oni, I'm also getting, I'm gaining from it. So that is the lomdus of Shani Rabbi Kiva the Yad Aniyimu. That means that the aniyim were kind of the maiser oni, he got from that. He received the Toivas Hanor from that. Then we say it's considered like it's all to one. But an apotropis of Yisayim, there's no obligation. He takes care of what they have. There's no obligations on him. So Memele, so you can't bring a raya from our Gemara. Let us go further. Omarov, Loishanu Elo Shenosan Demei Kulam. Another din. By Mecha, that when we're selling a karke and metalfalim, and Lekei Achmed Akinyin in the karke, so he's kind of automatically the metalfalim, there's a new condition here. That he had to lay out in advance the money for everything he's getting. Avol loinosan demei kulam. But if let's say the kak is worth $100,000 and the metaltum is worth $10,000 and he only gave $105,000, he'll only be koine half of the metaltim that was agreed upon. The other half, he will not be koina with agav. Now, I'd like to read off the lashon of the Tosfos Rid. You have to understand what's now have a new factor. Money talks. If we have Kenyan agav, he's not koina the metal form with money. He's not koina metal form. He's koina with agav. But he had to lay out the money in advance. What's pshat in this? And the Tosfos Chid asks Amira de Kekasha. We learned before, Sode b'mecher u'metaltelem b'matone kone. The Gemara brought a raya before that it helps. So you don't have to give money for the metaltelem. It can be a matone. So and here the Gemara says, no, you have to give all the money. You give a partial amount, that's how much you're kone. So the Tosfos Chid says as follows, Davkik shepirish b'matone. That means when this transaction was agreed upon, they said, Klo, we're giving this for matone. Avol heicha demochon loy, but what if he sold it? He says, we're not giving matones over here. That means, als the lomdis of kinyan agav, that's 100% true. It can be kinder than metaltlin without any money given for the metaltlin. He says that is if we it's spoken out it. So the bemecher metaltlin bematon. Aval heiche de mochon loy eine seimech beliboy lahaknes loy elo ma shepora bedoma. But this is a new din of gemiras das. That means, let's understand this. He did not make a maisa kinyan on the metaltalim. Now, we had mentioned perhaps a few times, the gather of a maisa kinyan is to bring out the sincerity in the gemiras das of both tzodim. I let you balabateve, you moishich my beheime, you make a chazok in my karke, you broke down a fence, you put up a lot. That shows that there's a sincerity, I'm sincere in giving over my ownership to you. That's a maisa kinyan. Over here, you be kind of this karke, and I'm selling you $10,000 worth of diamonds. Fine. The diamonds were not given over from the makne. You kind it. So, Rava said that if money was also not given, and a maisa kinyan was also not done physically on these diamonds, so there's no gemiras das on the knos of the diamonds. If you gave the money, so we see, we mean business taki. So then, even though you did not make a maisa kinyan behedya on the diamonds, you're kind. But if no money was given, then there's no gemiras das, and you're not kind of the diamonds. Zogt the Tosfos Chid weiter. The impirish. But he says, Amore de Kesach. V'omar, tikna hakel, v'zokav hadomim olav bahalvo. That means, let's say, he's kind of the karka with kesef, and then he looks at the karka, he says, no, and what's with the metaltalim? He says, listen, I don't have money now for the metaltalim. I'll pay you. I'll owe you the money. And the moiche said, fine. He agreed on it. And then, he says, make a kinyan in the karke. So if this was spoken out, then it's like a kind of a metal form without anything. Then you don't have to give money. But this has to be mentioned and spoken out. Rava just saying, if nothing was ever said, we spoke out that the karke is X amount of money, the metaltum is X amount of money, and you give me a partial amount of money, so then the understanding of the makne is, whatever you give me, that's how much you're going to get. Unless you have to speak this out, well, this has to be mentioned before the kinyan, that you don't have intentions to give me the money now, and if I agree with it, it's my type. But without speaking out, that is the mutual understanding, or the understanding of the makna, which is negei alonu. How much money is given, that's how much will be sold. Now let us see. So let's see again. Tanya, what does Rashi say? Rashi said, Loishano de metal vom niknen bechazoke de karke eloshenosen le de meikola metal vom. He gave him all the damim. De meikola metal vom beha karke. Rashi says he paid the whole karke also. De chiachaske be karke. When he told the meikachazoke de karke adaitele mikni, so then he gave him all the money. So when he told the maker chazok, he meant he should be kind of everything that you gave money for. So then we say that he only had an intent to be maknim keneged moisav. That's Rav's member. We had a baraisa, yofi koyach ha-kesef, mi koyach ha-shtar. There are times that kesef is better than shtar. And there are times, v'koyach ha-shtar, mi koyach ha-kesef. Well, that shtar is better than kesef. Yofi koyach ha-kesef, kesef is better than shtar, she-kesef, poidin ba-egdeishu, so-maisu, sheini. That you can be poid egdeishu, maisu, sheini, with kesef. Ma she-ein kein b'shtar. There's two mahalchem we had before in the beginning of the Masechta. Ashenkin b'shtar Rashi learns that he wants to write a shtar his chayvis. He wants to write out an IOU, and with that he wants to be paid to the Hegdish. But the Rashba wants to say that the Gizbo wrote a shtar that this karka is mechulo, and the karka is mechulo. So there's no such concept of Pidyon Hegdish or Chilu Maisa Shaini through a shtar. So Mashen came b'shtar. These two chaloisin, Pidyon Hegdish and Chilu Maisa Shaini, can only be done with kesef. The yofe koyach hashtar, but in other instances, shtar is better than kesef. Shashtar moitzi bebas Yisroel. Hashtar is bekoyach to make an eishas ish, ois eishas ish. Mashen came b'kesef. The yofe koyach shneyem mikoyach hazoke. In these two, kesef and shtar are better than chazoke. And then the koyach hazoke mikoyach shneyem. In other instances, chazoke is better than both of them. Yofe koyach shneyem shneyem koinim bevedivri. Both of them are koinim bevedivri. Mashein kein bachazoke. Chazoke is not koinim bevedivri. Yofa kaya chazoke, shechazoke mochaloi eser sodois beser medinois. If a person made a chazoke in one field, and he's selling him 10 fields, kivin shechzik ba'achas mehem kona kulam, he made a chazoke in one of them, he's kona all the 10 fields. Konam kulam. Now the Baraisa continues. Bamed dvorim amurim shenosan loy demei kulam. If he had given him money for all 10 fields in advance, so then the chazok in one field will help on all 10 fields. Avoloy nosan loy demei kulam. Like konel keneged moisav. So let us see what Rashi says. Zok Rashi. Star in Painaberg Dacious or Meister Shani. The prayer is not going to be Perkish Prayer in Nachlo. The Sibyl Kesef. It says Kesef, but you need Kesef by both of them. Hegdish of Sibyl Nosana Kesef and Kamloy. This is a cloud, Prat or cloud. When you do me the Prat, na Prat Gufa Momen, so you can only be paid by Gufa Momen, you cannot be paid with a star. Umayser sheini dechsiv etzart ha-kesef, dovesh yesh peitzure, haino madbeye. By chilo mayser sheini, you need more than you need by hegdish. By hegdish of a kesef is also good. By pidyon hegdish, by chilo mayser sheini, you need a madbeye, that sheitze by yitzo. The Gemara says that there is a maila of shtar of a kesef, moitzi bebas Yisrael, ketisha. Kesef ushtar kainim evadivri bepirkin yalfinen lael. Bemed vorm amurim dekone bechazoke desode zu esode acheres sheina smuchelo is kaine a field that is far away from this field. Bizman shenosan loi, he gave him the mekula. So memela, so it's the same type of lomdis. He was not going out skinyan agav. This is, he's kind of all the fields of skinyan chazoke. We'll see later, there's a concept of sadna da arachado. All karkois are essentially connected. But since a maisa kinyan was not made behedye on the kark in Alaska that I'm selling, so in order for there to be gemiras das, mitzad de makne, he has to give the money for that karka. Umetaltalim haniknemim karka nami kisada shenis mukhalodami. So this is equivalent to asada shenis mukhalod, vahainu de rove. So here we see from this paraisa the yisoida brother, that without taisis, pamedva mamburim, shanosa loy de meikulam. He says he can only be kind of these 10 fields if he paid. So there's an agreement, $1,000 a karka, and then 10 karkois, he has to give $10,000. He's only kind of all 10, he gave $10,000. Ve'im taima, b'loi chazoke nam mikona mitam kesef. If he gave 10,000, he don't need chazoke, the karka needs to be kesef. Ve'yashloime de mairi ba'ascha de loi koni bekas. But we had before, there are certain places, you're not kind of with kesef unless you write a shtar. But chazoke is kind of without a shtar. So that's the story. Ve'im taima, umay koma yofe koyach chazoke mi koyach kesef. B'lay chazoke ine meles b'lay kesef. Why you think this is better than this? You need both. Kesef is not kind of. Oh. But chazak is also not kain alone. You need both. So watch it. Yofe koyach chazak mi koyach kesef. Ba'ayma harabein hachananu. De b'matone mi is kone kule. Kshachzik ba'achas mehem b'loy kesef. Zog te rabein hachananu. But by matone you kaine all of them. By matone you don't need money. So there, chazok in one kaka will be kaine all 10. That's yofe koya chazok. That means, so let's understand this, that by kesef, let's just talk as follows. It says that yofe chazok mi kesef. Let, before we'll go into Ben Chananu's pshat. Yofe chazok mi kesef. So that means like this, that we made up I'm selling you 10 kakois, a kake for $1,000. No, let's talk about a better case. I'm giving you a matona 10 kakois. Make a chazok on this kake. Makes a chazok on this kake. Automatically, he's coin all 10 kakois. That's the chiddush, that's by matona. That's the koyach of chazok. Now, by kesef, let's talk about the same thing by kesef. I'll sell you 10 kakois. He says, well, here's $1,000 for this kak. Fine. You only were kind of this kak. That is the yofe koyach hazoke mikoyach kesef. And the reason for this is because there is a concept of sadna da'arachatu. That means even though these are in 10 different continents, the different karkois, but it's one earth. So it's not considered one karka. We'll explain this soon. It's not considered, it's like one big karka. This is poshet, that means if I'm selling you a plot of land, and I say, well, make a chazoke in this plot of land, and he goes to the end of the land and he starts digging, so this karka belongs to him. That's poshut. That is not this din. You don't have to plow the whole land in order to be kainet. I made a chazoke in the plot that's being sold. Here we have a reyese over here. And let's mention something which will perhaps understand this a little better. The Gemara in Baba Basra says as follows. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that what is the din if Nichse Ger Harein Kehefker? A Ger dies, doesn't even a Yoshim, it's Hefker. So let's say a Ger had one plot of land, he died, it's Hefker. So I go on this plot, I go and plow a small piece of land, I'm kind of this whole plot. Now this Ger owned 10 kakois in 10 different continents. I'm not going to go after 10 continents. I'm going to make a chazoke, this kalke. I have been zinnin to be kind of all his properties. So the Gemara says, Babasi, you're not kind of. So this halacha that he made a chazoke in one kak is kind of all with a lundis of satna da'ara chatu. Pshat is, it's not mamish one karke, but with a das acheres makne, will help that this chazoke can, the other karkois can be nitpal to the maise kinyan you made on this karke, even though you al stalomdus of sadna da arachatu, but you need a das makne. So the das makne is not if he sees money in front of him. That's, he needs his money, then there's a real gemiras das. But without money is nicht. So let's talk about matone. But by matone, this person wants to give away 10 kakois by matone. So memela there, the money is not an issue. He's not interested at all in giving, selling. He's interested in giving away these 10 kakois. So we have a chazoke in one kalke. And that helps, and there's a das, we have in our combination of sadna da'aro chadu, that they can be nitpal to this kinyan that you're making in one karke. There's a das makne, and lemaise, this will help. Masha einkein, that's yofe koyach hazoke mikoyach kesef. Now watch that mikoyach kesef. Mikoyach kesef, I'll tell you, I'm selling you this karka for $1,000. I'm selling you the other 9 karkois, also $1,000 a piece. You don't have to give me now the money. The money is not an issue. You'll pay all to me, but as we got close. The money is not an issue now. But your kinyan of kesef in karka A will not help at all on the other 9 karkois. It won't help. That means because you were kind of this field, but the whole lomdis of sadna da'ara chadu, it's one big karke, is only in kinyan chazoke, this is a cheshbon. That means I made a kinyan in the karke. In vinisht vi, there is some sort of a chibur of all karkois. It's not considered one big karke, but it is one karke that is mechubel to the other 9 karkois. So that's yofe koyach hazoke mikoyach kesef. That's what it's telling us. So Tosfos had a problem. You need money also. So then it's both. So the Ben Chananel said, no, it's, he would talk about matana. I'd like to mention a mirdike chem de shloime. So the chem de shloime asks, but you can't compare apples and pears. That means yofe koyach chazoke by matone, chazoke make a chazoke in one, all 9 belong to me. Fine. Kesef won't do this. Well, kesef is mekach hamemker. By mekach hamemker, chazoke also doesn't work. I mean, you're zokta elikechem the shleime. Zokta from this taisvis is a raya to the taz and not to the sman. We had mentioned the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, there's a mirdike machlokes, the taz and sma, the mechanics of kinyan kesef. The sma says kinyan kesef works as a payment. That means the mechanics of kesef is I'm paying you for this kalke, and that, so since the moicher received the payment, is magnetic. You don't have to give a full payment, you can give a partial payment, but it works together piroin in case of Shavius. The Taz says, I wish to disagree with you, one of the rayas of the Taz was that we heard that you can give by kesef amanas lahasa. I'll give you the money, you return it to me, and I'm kind of the field. Bemecha kone, it's kind of, so he says, that's not called a payment. A payment that he's going to end up giving, that's not called a payment. So therefore the Taz holds that kesef is a maisikinya. Not als payment, it doesn't work als payment. It works out. It's a ma'isekinya. We learn it from pasuk. So this bekesef yikno, but the kesef does not necessarily have to be the payment. L'mayin afkemina between the taz and the sma. Can I be kaina amatone of kalka with kesef? Want to be kaina? According to the sma, I'm sorry, you can't dance on two chasanas. If you want to have a matone, so you can't have kesef works out payment. So it has to be a mecha. This, you cannot say this is a matone and I'm coin it with kesef. There's no such entity. According to the Taz, this is a ma'ase kinyan of kesef. It's nothing to do with payments. So my mail is a techem de shloime, so our thesis is very good. We're talking about matonis over here. What are we talking about? So yofe koyach hazoke mi koyach kesef. That means if I want to give a matona with chazoke, so my mail, so I want to give you 10 fields with chazoke. And I tell you, make a chazoke in one, and with this I want you to be kind of all 10 fields. He's kind of all 10 fields as the concept of sadna darachatu. If I want to do the same thing, be koine this kake b'matone with kesef, and with, together all 10 fields, I'm sorry, there's no such thing. There was no ma'ase kinyan on the other 10 fields. And now just let's, that's the Rabbeinu Hananel's teretz. V'rav Shmuel me'ivre perish, shenos and me'kulam. No, we could say it's speaking about, he gave all the money. He gave all the money. Kigoy. The moicha owed the lekeach $10,000. Vahashtenicha. So now it's very good. The boisa mois lehoye koine. So you can never be koine with a milve. The $10,000 that he owes him is not kesef kinyan. You can't be koine a karka with that. You owe me money. I owe you money. So my mele. So that is not kesef kinyan. Milve loitzo nitno. You didn't give, that means for payment it's gewaldig, but there's a din you need mois be'en to be koine. Ki eichid loimotzi l'kdushe be'hanitze. Just like you can't be mekadish and isha with this money, the fisho milve, ochanami loimotzi mitne be'em kake. Bainami ki yofe koich techazok ishe koine be'loi kesef. So that means, the Kenyan chazok is kaina without nesina sa kesef, as long as he got paid. Hashem ken kesef will not be kaina all 10 fields.